Good morning, everyone. It's the 28th of January. I want to pose a question to you today. If you've got your notepad with you, which I hope you do, because I hope you're praying through your list of family members and other people that you have been led to write down on your list, I want you to jot down or think about the jobs, the careers that you would never want to have. The jobs that are jobs that go unnoticed, that are unappreciated, that people look down upon. I want you to write those down real quick, just a couple of them or a few of them. You know, as you're doing that, I want to remind you that there were people in the Bible that were seen by their communities as less. I think about in the Old Testament, people who were shepherds were looked down upon. In fact, in the New Testament, shepherds being the first ones to see the Christ child besides Mary and Joseph, shepherds were looked down upon. In Jesus's day, people who were lepers were looked down upon. People who were fishermen were looked down upon, as Jesus's disciples were. What are those jobs? You know, when I think of it, I think about people who do the dirty jobs, the hard jobs, or the jobs that nobody else wants to do. You know, I think that there's a special place for those people in God's kingdom, the people that aren't looking for praise, the people who go to work every day and they just do their job to provide for themselves or their families. And Father, they do it without complaining. And I just want to take a moment today for us to stop and pause and pray for those people and ask God to point out those people to us today, that we may just say a kind word to them if we run into them, or shoot them a text message or drop them a note. Because there are so many people who walk through this life and they feel like nobody cares. They feel like they have nothing to give. And maybe that's you. And if that's the case, we're going to pray for you today. So let's pray for all of those people today, the servants who go unnoticed. Father, it is so easy to overlook people who have jobs or who do things that we just don't even tend to notice, things that we know we would never want to do, but things nonetheless that others look down upon. Father, for those who serve, those who clean, those who take out trash, people who do those things that nobody grows up saying, I want to do that. Lord, I want to pray for them today. I want to thank you for them today. There are so many things that we take for granted, so many servants that we take for granted. Lord, may you remind us when we run into those people at a restaurant, when we run into them at a hotel, when we run into them in any of those places where they're doing the most menial tasks in the eyes of this world, may we have an encouraging word to them. May we tell them that we're thanking God for them today. Lord, may this be a way that we can witness to others. So Lord, I look forward to hearing what people we run into today and in the days to come, that we stop and realize that they have done something special that we need to appreciate, all in the name of Jesus, not because we're good people, but because we're God people. Father, thank you so much for these people who do these difficult jobs. Thank you so much for those people who go unnoticed, that are not looking for credit or recognition. And Father, would you build those people up? And Lord, if anybody from our church who's listening to this, or anyone listening to this who was invited by somebody else, feels like they're unnoticed, Lord, would you remind them that they're never unnoticed in your eyes? And for that, we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day.